a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan.
What TV theme?
So I'm kind of going to say hi, but not, because we kind of have to... We kind of have to let Tom do his thing, but this is...
But he's not here.
No, he's not here. So I just kind of cut out the rest of it and we just have the music bed underneath because that's a bit easier. Yeah, hello, Beck.
Hello.
You have been standing in for Thomas Lewis. Bless. Thank you so much because...
That's okay.
This guy Lingy needs someone to play with.
I was going
to
say, should I just congratulate Lingy already? I'm sure you'll get it this week.
No, it's a nice feeling knowing that I can go in semi-confident because... I'm trying to be as respectful as I can. I have a chance against you, Beg.
Yes,
when I
you
play
do.
Against Loggy, Loggy likes to spoil the game, ruin it for everyone.
Not true.
Because she had no life when she was a kid and just watched TV all the time.
Okay.
See, and I grew up in regional Queensland where you really only had two channels at one point in time.
Oh, yeah, so. Prime Possum put you to bed every night. I know. look, it is What TV Theme, thanks to Stan. The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan. If you haven't seen RuPaul Drag Race UK edition, it's so good and it's finished. The winner's been announced, so check that out. That's what I was doing.
The UK one. I'll have to do that
now. It's really, really good. Anyway, are we ready to play? Your names will be your buzzers. You just have to guess the TV theme.
We
Lingy,
are ready to go.
Test your buzzer.
Okay, Lingy.
Beck.
Beautiful. Here we go.
From the studios of Channel 9.
Lingy.
That's Hey Hey, it's Saturday.
It is.
Yes.
It is.
Well done.
See, I'm good at this game, yep. Aren't I?
Nice, easy one.
Well done.
Here we go. Question number two. Beck, you're still in the game.
Beck.
It seems to be.
Oh, Beck. Family Guy.
It is.
It you is love Family Guy, don't you?
I do love Family Guy. I love Stewie and Brian.
Yeah. Oh, you're so cheeky, Beck. Okay, this is the tiebreaker. Ling v. Beck. This is the quickest game we've ever played, and I love it. Who's going to take it out? Names are buzzers. Question number three. What TV theme?
Beck. Seinfeld.
It is Seinfeld, and that means...
What?
Beck Yay! Is the winner for What TV Theme.
Congratulations, Beck. You were quick.
Thank
so
you.
So quick. Hey, since it was a little quick game, do you want to go with question number four?
Yeah, just... Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
I need something.
Beck. Inspector Gadget.
Yes.
Is it really?
It is.
It was my favourite cartoon as a kid.
It is.
Well done. I got
loved that show as a kid.
Lingy, just no. You tried. You know what? Get on Stan, watch some TV shows, get better. We'll play again next Wednesday. Beck, you are the winner. Thank you so much for playing What
Thank
TV
you.
Theme. The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan. Go and check it out.
The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan.
What TV theme?
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Speaking of our mates, Lingy, I don't think you've been here when we've had the privilege of speaking to this beautiful man, but he's a guy that likes to get in there, get his hands dirty, get grubby, mm-hmm. especially in the garden, but sometimes other places, I'm sure, as well. It's Costa from Gardening Australia.
Hey,
good morning.
Costa.
Greetings, team. Can you believe we're deep in December? I don't know where 2023 has vaporised to, but anyway, we roll on.
It's so great to have you on. Costa, you're my Friday wind down, you know that? Me and Jimmy James, we love a bit of Gardening Australia. And this Friday, it's the last one for the year and it happens to be a Christmas special.
Yeah, well, look, you know, we got to wrap the year up with a bit of a bang, and you know, like I say, it's incredible to think that 40 episodes of the show have been churned out over the year. The relentless wheel just keeps turning, but we've had a great year, and to finish off with, we've got a nice mix of stories. I think probably the story that resonates really close to my heart is the one where I go up to the Blue Mountains and there's this beautiful lady called Riri, and she's actually, over the last 30 years, her vision has just deteriorated, and now she's technically blind, but she still sees a little bit of light. And so we went in to make her a herb and sensory garden, and the thing that absolutely rattled all our hearts, which was the most beautiful moment of the year, if not one of my favourite moments ever on the show, was to walk her out to this garden and tell me what you smell. And she said, oh, that's lemongrass. And then I said, that means you're on the high side. And I said, now what do you feel here? And she said, oh, I can smell mint. And then she dropped to her knees and just crawled along and putting her hands out and feeling and smelling the plants. And, and you know, to see someone so excited without the vision, she couldn't see it, but she was enjoying it. And, yeah, it's a really nice story for Christmas that, you know, just to remind us that, you know, we've got a lot to be happy for.
For sure.
That's so beautiful,
and the garden brings that.
Yeah. Did you put a special sensory herb in there for her to find on her travels that she might use?
Mate, we're not talking about...
I'm just saying, like, you know.
Just at the end of the century, Jen.
Riri cranks up her secret cookies.
Yeah.
Hey... Look, yeah,
given the national nature of the show, I think they might know where to find me. So I picked a careful plant list, which didn't include that one.
Okay.
Have you got any tips for me when it comes to lawn? I love my lawn, but it has this massive worn patch right where my kids bowl from and at the other end where they bat from. It's horrendous. Just give us those tips, please.
Actually, what you need to do, like at the MCG, like at the SCG, you need to shift the pitch a little.
Yeah.
Reduce the wear. I don't know if you can, like, change the direction 90 degrees.
Oh, he's got the room.
He's got the space. He's got the space. It'll just be a matter of getting the staff in to drop the pitch in, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's it. Lift it out, put the new pitch in. Look, the key thing to do, like, seriously, is get the fork in there and open the ground up a bit and give it a good water, because you know, it's a plant. The grass is a plant, and it gets compacted from all of that heavy running off the long off the long run, and it's that left foot coming down, bang, every time. But shift it, definitely shift it across a bit.
He does get out there nude with those garden shoes, and he trots along like at night time. Can he use those tools that he's got at home?
Well, look, I mean, I'm loving the idea of that, the nude acupuncturist running across the garden, offering all sorts of Zen treatment. But yeah, look, I definitely think the nude aspect brings all sorts of healing powers.
Yeah. Needs a lot of AeroGuard.
Yeah.
At that time of night, don't you know? Hey, Costa, tell us. Look, it's everybody's favourite time of year. A lot of people, anyway. And you have a bit of experience, not as an elf, but as a gnome, a garden gnome in your role in Get Grubby TV. So do you whip that out, the hat out a bit at Christmas time, or what's the plan for the Georgiades family?
Oh, look, I've got a bit of a mixed grill. I'm going to have an early Christmas with the fam down in Melbourne, and then I'm going to have Christmas Day with the fam up on the Central Coast. And then, you know, January for me is all about being around home, just down to the beach, time in the garden.
Yeah, I was going to say, getting out in the garden? Gee, that sounds like February through December for you too.
how predictable.
All right.
What would he be doing? Oh, he's in the garden.
Brilliant.
Yeah, where else would you find me?
All right, mate. Merry Christmas. Safe travels. Thanks so much for having a chat to us. Cannot wait to see Friday night on ABC, the final Gardening Australia for the year. And thanks for a wonderful 2023.
Thanks heaps, team. And get out there. Get grubby.
Yes.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Now, earlier on in the week, Log, we spoke with Kendra, part of our promotions team here, after the KROQ Christmas party. It was last Friday. You did a scavenger hunt sort of thing, lots of different little activities. You had to find things, had to get photos.
You didn't rock up,
but
we won't get bogged down on that.
Let's quickly gloss over that part of it. One of the parts of it was to get a tattoo, if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Tom did it.
Yeah, you could get some points and stuff. And Kendra had made a pact.
Yes, with Adam, our digital guy, our digital guru, because I think they jokingly refer to themselves as the Rat Pack.
Yeah, with Tim and Jess as well. And so Kendra was like, all right, I'll get a rat tattoo if you get one. And we spoke to Kendra to find out whether that actually happened with Adam.
So did he end up getting the rat tat?
No. That was it. I have the emoji rat on me now by myself.
So you're a rat that's packless, really?
Pretty much. I mean, I've been calling myself King Rat.
And so she is, you know, not okay with it, really.
No, and I think she's got every right to be not okay with it. You make a pact. A tattoo is permanent. You go ahead and do it. And Kendra, we can vouch. She got the rat.
The she rat got is the rat. There. So now we have to speak to the rat dog. It's Adam from Digital. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
We're good, yeah. Ads. We considered you a man of great honour.
We did.
And integrity.
We did.
Now I'm starting to doubt that.
That's probably where you went wrong in the first place. But no, look, I tried my best. I had Log on my team, so that's probably why we didn't quite get there in time, because she was slowing us down a little bit. You know, just wandering, looking at everything, looking, taking Geelong and the surrounds. But when we did make it to the tattoo place, Tom, believe it or not, actually took the last appointment. So I'm putting the full blame on Tom.
Oh, it sounds like you're putting the blame on Tom and Loggy.
Yeah,
now,
mate.
If you're coming for my two parts of my team here, I'm coming for you, Adzy.
Yeah.
Well, Ling, you weren't there, so I don't know. Well, as you said before, we'll gloss over that.
Shots fired at all three there. Okay, you're really setting yourself up for a big fail here, Adam. Now, you have broken Kendra's heart, part of the Rat Pack. We then said, oh, it's okay, because we went to the Eureka afterwards. We're like, why don't you go back to the tat shop, try and organise it, it's all good. You said, no, I'm not doing it. Now you've left her with an emoji rat tat. How does that feel?
Not great, to be honest. Not great. Like, I don't want to leave a rat member out on their own.
Okay. Well, okay. What if we could say that you could remedy that? Would you want to get a rat tat? If we could get you a rat tat, would you take a rat tat?
If it was Friday, 100%. But we're in the middle of the following week, so I'm not too sure. I'm not too sure about it. Like, I've had time to actually probably, you know, think about it. I don't know if I'm being honest.
The term that comes to mind there is wishy-washy.
Yeah.
And sounds like you've been wishy-washy last Friday at the Christmas party and you're doing it again now. Ads, if we can organise someone to be here and get your tat done, will you do it?
No.
Okay.
No.
Look, listen, Adam, people have been throwing cheese at Kendra and saying,
nibble,
like
nibble,
nibble, nibble, nibble, nibble, nibble, nibble, nibble. They're throwing cheese at her. They're throwing crumbs at her and saying, you're the rat king. Evolve Dink Geelong did such a good job. Mate, peer pressure's an MF. You know that. And it's about to get heated. You have to get the rat tat. I'm sorry, but you're going to have to get it. All right? You're going to come in. We're going to organise it. If they say yes, will you come in? Say yes.
Oh, dear. I'll have to let my girlfriend know, and I'll probably have to start packing my things.
Yes, that's a yes.
Sure.
And that's it from Adam. Goodbye, Adam. No, that's a yes. I'm hearing it. Tell Kendra we're going to get Evolved Inc. on the show tomorrow. We're going to ask them, can they give Adam a rat tat? I'm taking that as a yes. Adam's gone. He's hung up on
just a
that's
yes.
That's it. He's getting one.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.